So I would love to introduce, and let's give them a massive hand, Bonnie Scorey, Sam Rogers, and Riley Pierce. Come on up, guys. Legends. Bonnie is the actual dream team leader of our church. And then we've got Riley. She serves on Cray. She serves on services. She serves on new people, and that's right, and also runs a group, young adult women's females group. So, and Sam, well, Sam's been around for a long time, but Sam has done a number of things in our church, but is currently the production coach, correct? Woo! So give these guys a hand, they're awesome. But you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get them to tell us a little bit about themselves. So we'll start with you, Bonnie. Tell us a bit about, you know, how long you've been coming to church, that sort of thing.
Thank you, Pastor T. So my name is Bonnie Scorey. I've been coming along to C3 Powerhouse now since 2021. I'm a mum. I'm married to that guy there, Josh Scorey, in the second row. I've got four children, and my greatest privilege is being a grandmother. They call me Nanny. I absolutely love it. It's such a privilege to be a nanny, and I can be a nanny to many. So, you know, we've brought kids in that probably weren't biologically my grandchildren, but they are, and there's going to be many more coming. I can see it.
Love that. Love that. What about you, Riley?
Hey, my name's Riley. I am an auntie. I'm the youngest of three. I'm not a mum yet. Would love to be. I've been coming to church for about five years. And I work in insurance, so I work at UE in insurance, and I think half the church actually works there, to be honest, as well. All my colleagues are in the room, so yeah.
All right, hey, I'm Sam. I am married to Beck over there. We've got three kids, and we own a couple of businesses in the creative industry.
Fantastic. Well, we'll start with you this time, Sam. When did you first start serving in church and how did it come about?
It's actually a funny story. So I think I've been serving for about 21 years this year.
Wow.
So the first service was actually a last minute decision. So I got a phone call. We were coming back from holidays, got a phone call in the car. And all I heard my dad was, yep, he'll be there. I was 12 at the time.
Wow. That's parents for you.
What I'd been volunteered in was to drum in the service the next day as a 12-year-old.
So you did play the drums, right?
So for about three years. And it was actually Josh Stott's first church service.
Whoa.
That day. So I always joke that my drumming helped lead him to salvation.
I love that. Yeah. I love that right there. Yeah. If you hadn't have been drumming, who knows what would have happened?
It was the anointing.
He probably needed some drumming right then. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, and then I think I've basically served ever since at some degree.
Oh, wow. Ever since. So that's 20, what did you say? 21 years. That's incredible, Sam. Yeah. How old is
Well, I'm now 32, so let's work that out.
Yeah, okay. Everyone else was doing the maths. Riley?
What was the question? I'm caught up in your answer there.
When did you first start serving and how did it come about?
Okay. Mine's funny as well. I just felt that tug on my heart. I was arriving early. I was like, I want to help out. And a friend of mine was on the host team and someone couldn't show up. So I grabbed a board and I went out the front and I started welcoming people into church. And that's where that fire started to ignite. But I officially served on, my first team was in the creche, which is my biggest heart is towards our young people. And yeah, I love serving in our creche ministry.
That's great. I love that. So there you go. That was self. You just thought, I'll just pick up a board and off I go. And you can do that. You're welcome. You can welcome to just get in there and just help out. That's fine. What about you, Bonnie?
So mine's a little bit different. The last thing I actually wanted to do was serve on team. I actually didn't want to meet anybody. And so that's actually the reason that I did join a team, because I thought, how's it working for you, Bonnie? Your life's not going that wonderfully, you know, making your own decisions and going off on your own little tangent. So mine was about pressing into God and being obedient in that moment. I wanted to get uncomfortable. And I thought the way for me to get uncomfortable is actually get in with people, because I wanted to keep people out of my world. I had such a big wall up, and I knew that God wanted to knock that wall down. So by joining a team, that was my first breakthrough. Come on, join a team. And I tell you what, I wouldn't be sitting up here today if I hadn't joined a team.
Come on. Wow, that's awesome. Amazing. Actually, on that, Bonnie, you know, what could have stopped you from beginning that journey of serving?
Yeah, definitely me. So I would have filled my world up with things that I thought were important. And God didn't come to invade my world. He actually came to expand it. And that was me moving things out of my life that were taking up my time, that were just not relevant to my journey with God. I was pressing into God, praying more, reading His Word more, understanding who I was, understanding who He is. It's just phenomenally transformed me, and that was joining a team. So I'm just hoping that people want to join a team, because it is absolutely phenomenal. It is life-transforming.
Come on, life-transforming right there. I mean, I agree. I like, serving definitely changed my life. When I came to Christ would be in 2003, so 23 years ago now. No, 22 years ago. But I didn't even actually at the time, because I'd never been in a church before, I didn't realise that people can serve. I just didn't know. So someone asked me if I wanted to, and I'd been running for a year. As soon as the service was over, out the door. Bit like Bonnie, you really reminded me of the, yep, didn't want to meet anyone, love the service thing, out the door. But after a year, someone asked me to serve, and that was my first introduction, and really being in a team of people where I actually connected with them, got to know them. I didn't feel as awkward. So I'd been running around for a year feeling awkward, but serving in a team, we'd meet together and fill up the little communion cups. Like, yeah, I was so good at that. But you can. So I just want to put, yeah, like, the only reason that we have Sundays is because we've got an army of volunteers behind the scene that make creche work, that make kids work, that are here setting up the room, doing production. All those things happen because of the army of people that serve in our team. Like, give yourselves a hand. You're amazing. You're all amazing. So I think we're coming to you, Sam. So, you know, after serving in the local church for many years and many different seasons, you know, what's your revelation around serving?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, serving for over 20 years, you see a lot of people come and go in lots of different roles. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, basically kind of comes down to God has a calling for our lives, and we can fulfill that through serving the
yes.
church.
Yes.
We're not serving the church, we're serving God through church.
Yeah.
And I
right.
think...
So good.
You know, I think a lot of people get caught up serving church.
Yeah. Amen.
And they get caught up in issues or disagreements, and they allow that to take them out of church.
Wow.
But I think, you know, if you can go, do you know what? God's called me, and I'm not going to let a disagreement, a difference of opinion come between me and my calling.
That's so good.
It allows you to let any difference of opinion or any offence almost fall off the back, you know?
Yeah.
So good. And lets you, yeah, push through and just keep your focus on God.
Come on, I love that. We're not serving church, we're serving God, but through the church. I love that. Great revelation. You know, Riley, how has serving helped you to discover your purpose? And, you know, like your gifts have...
Serving has completely helped me discover my purpose. I came to church very broken, very unsure of why I was here. Bit of an identity crisis, I'd call it. I didn't know what I was good at, why I was here. So serving helped me. God showed me who I was,
wow.
who He designed me to be.
Come on.
He revealed gifts to me that He needed me to pursue, because He needs me to build His kingdom. So. Yeah, he gave me so much purpose in serving him, and that it's so much bigger than me and my circumstance, and we're serving a kingdom that's above us and bigger than all of us put together, and that brings you so much purpose and so much confidence in who he designed you to be. And I know Pastor Phil Pringle says the Lord needed a Riley Pierce, so he made a Riley Pierce, and I stick to that, and it's that identity that it's given me, yeah.
Come on, so good. Ooh, brilliant, I love it. I just love that. So, Bonnie, like, you mentioned before how serving has helped you in your relationship with Jesus. Like, has it also helped you to help others in their relationship with Jesus?
Oh, see, that's one of the most beautiful things. You get to walk alongside others in their journey, just like they walked alongside me. And I certainly could not have done this journey alone without the incredible team that made this happen. This doesn't happen on its own. It's an incredible team that work in the background. I remember when I came in and I was signing up to join my very first team, they said, oh, it's a background team, you won't be seen. And to me, background was maybe up in that production room up the top there. But it was the A team, and it meant coming to the front. And for me, it wasn't a background team. It was like, oh my gosh, they said I'd be in the background, but I'm actually right at the front. But it was good for me because I needed to break off some stuff, some unbeliefs that I had about serving. And serving isn't always fun. You're going to have moments, just like Sam said, you're going to have moments where it's not fun and you think, why am I doing this? And then you remember that you have joined a village. You have joined a family of people that are building the house of God. I love that worship song that we sang, that we lift our hands and we're going to build this kingdom together. That's probably not the words, but
that's
so good. You know, we freely lift our hands, and what an incredible song. And did I answer your question? I think I went off on a tangent.
Yeah. It's how you build your relationship with Jesus and others.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. So it's definitely strengthened my relationship, and I get to walk alongside others.
No, that is great. Like Bonnie said, it's not always fun. And sometimes there are disagreements and things happen, but we've got to remember, back to like what Sam was saying, that we're serving Jesus. Everything we do, we serve Jesus. Even when we're not in church, when we're out in the workplace, we're serving Jesus. So we got to remember that. I just thought of this, but when I was a new Christian and I was like making people cups of teas, and I loved it because I'm like, here's your cup of tea, like, so awesome. I just really enjoyed that. And then next minute I was nearly having a fight with someone because they wanted Milo, and they come up and then they started bad-mouthing one of my team. I got to tell you, was not happy. Like, and I mean, they were a member of our church. It wasn't like they were a visitor, but they were upset and they were talking about my team member. And I'm like, what? I feel like jumping over this desk and coming and slapping you. But do you see how serving has helped to transform me? Amen. I'm a transformed life. That's a true story. I'm not even making that up. But that's what serving can do. It can actually change your life, change your heart, change the way you feel about people. I don't know if I'd like her still, but anyway, no, that's all right. It's all good. So back to you, Sam. What has kept you motivated to keep serving through the difficult seasons in your own life?
Ooh. Don't cry. No, I'll try not to. I was reflecting on this morning, and I think, you know, 20 years is a long time. A lot's happened. I think there has been seasons of toughness in church. There's tough seasons in our personal life. I think it comes down to, I guess, a self-awareness. That you have to, when you're serving, you're always going to get triggered by something. You know, we've always got our insecurities, whatever it is that we've lived with growing up. And it's recognizing what that is and not allowing that to take a hold of us in church. So, you know, recognizing, okay, that's going to trigger me being not not like getting rid of it because it's a part of you, like, you know, but going, okay, that is going to trigger me. I'm not going to let it create bitterness in me. So when you're aware of situations, you can handle them differently rather than let it affect you. I think another situation is finding something you're passionate about that you love and serving in that, acting in your gifts. So for me, it started with drumming and did that for like 14 years and then took over production for a season and then came and, you know, and have kind of played around in the creative whatever. Yeah. But acting in those gifts that God's given you and following that also lets you, like, it makes it easier to serve because you're doing something that you love. So, you know, if you love people, you're on the welcome team, you're on the whatever. If you love hospitality, food, you're out on the coffee. If you love tech, you're on production. If you love music, you're on the worship team. Just finding where your sweet gift is.
That's so good.
And acting on that.
That's great. Well, so in saying that, you're saying, like, find where your sweet spot is. Sometimes you actually need to serve in the area. Is that what you mean? To actually find what your sweet spot is?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously for me, drumming was a thing. So I got into that. But through that, I was more involved with the production stuff and that unlocked a whole new thing for me. And since then, you know, I've been flown internationally to do production stuff that I would never have done if I hadn't have served on the drums.
That's so good because that's what it led to, your actual career, didn't it? Your business, the drumming, then getting involved in creative.
Yeah, and God's got a good sense of humour. Like, in school, I swore off doing film and TV and anything creative. I was like, I'm not doing anything like that. That's dumb. I now own a film and TV business and, you know, doing all of that. So, but that was, that was part of the serving journey as well.
I love that, because when we serve, and do you know what? You can start wherever. You don't have to start in your ideal place or where you feel that you're called or where, like, just serve. Because when you serve and you pour your heart into what you're doing at the time, God leads you to where you are meant to serve. I started serving on the cup of teas and then I love the barbecue. I love behind the scenes things. I didn't want to ever be out in front, ever, 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 ever. Have you understand that? But I was. I felt like I was a behind the scenes person. But as soon as I got involved in serving and then I got involved in Christians Against Poverty, which we had to help people budget. I've got an accounting background. So it's a skill set I have, and I love that. But then I got involved with new people, and it's like, oh, my goodness, I love new people. I love seeing people come to Christ and get transformed and see God use them and pour into them and change them and bring them to the best life that He's got for them. You might be here today and you don't have a relationship with God. A little bit later, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart. Well, He loves you. He wants the best for you. He wants to stir up the gifts that are inside of you. He wants to bring you into the call of life that He's always had for you. But that's what it is. You just start serving wherever. When you serve, God leads and guides you. So don't not serve and think, no, that's not for me. I'm no good at that. I'm not no good at this. I'm no good at that. I'll be better at this. Just serve. Just serve and let God do His thing. He does it better. Just like Sam said, he didn't want to do that, but it was the gift that God had put on the inside of him that he brought out anyway because he started drumming. Just like that. Wow, so good. I'm loving this. Are you loving it? It's like really, really insightful. I love hearing your journey. And so, Riley, how has serving, like, benefit your life?
I love that question. Serving's benefited my life in many areas, even outside of church. Like I mentioned before, it's helped me discover who I am and what I'm good at and what God's called me to be. But it's benefited my life in the sense of community, courage. Since I was a little girl, I had a fear of doing things on my own. I wanted someone to hold my hand. And the hands that created the heavens get to hold my hand. And it just gave me this courage and this boldness and this there was an unlocking in the sacrifice. And when you say about I wanted to be behind the scenes, I didn't. I wanted to be in here. And serving in ministry areas like kids and creche, it's a sacrifice. And you miss out. But I think of David and how he wasn't invited to the party and he was out with the sheep and Samuel anointed him to be king. And there's an unlocking in the preparation. There's an unlocking in the sacrifice. And I've seen that in my own life, yeah.
I love that, Riley. There is an unlocking because just like you said, you wanted to be out, but God put you there because it's amazing how God can bring transformation when you do sacrifice. You know, like really, he does. Like, and you don't even know it's happening most of the time because he's at work on the inside of you. And look at you now, eh? Look at you now. That's amazing. I love it. Love it, Riley. Thank you. What about you, Bonnie? Like, you know, that how is serving, I mean, we've heard that it's helped you with your relationship, but how is it, I want to hear a bit like about, it's actually helped you to have the confidence to invite people. This lady here has seen many people invited into church, but also to get your family involved.
Yeah, so it definitely gave me the courage and boldness to evangelize, I guess, especially to my family because they saw a transformed life. They actually saw me being transformed right before their eyes. So I think it was 2 years ago, my 83-year-old mum came and she hadn't seen me for a while. So I actually invited her to church. And right here at this altar, she gave her life to Jesus at the age of 82. And then, yeah, I mean, we become a witness for Jesus.
Come on.
And this is, you know, my daughter has started going back to church on the Gold Coast. My son, Kai, has started serving in the house of God. That's one of my scriptures. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So that's something that I stand on. My first scripture, actually, that I believed in was I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I started off doing things in my own strength. I was serving in my own strength and I was getting tired and then I realized I've just got to stop doing this. And this is God saying, thank goodness, get out of the way so I can do what only I can do. So, you know, not serving in my own strength because he is there. He is the lifter up of our heads and our arms. And it's so great being on a team. If I can encourage you to join a team, I'm telling you, it completely changes everything. You don't have to do this journey alone. Did I answer your question again?
Yeah, you did. She did. You do. Like, so it's amazing. In fact, you just remind, like, your mum gave her heart here. My mum actually gave her heart in this church as well. So if we didn't have people serving in our church, we wouldn't have a place where people can come and meet Jesus. In fact, it's actually my mum's birthday today. Like, mum, if you're watching, Rafano kia koe. That means happy birthday to you, Rafano. Anyway, happy birthday, mum. Love you heaps. Oh, look at that. It's actually her birthday today. But yeah, but so our mum's got saved in here. My son serves on the worship team here. Like, it's about family. When you get more confidence, when you are serving, I don't know, it gives you this inner confidence, not just in yourself, but in our church. Yeah. Everyone who's serving alongside you, we're here to see people transformed, come to Christ, know him. But that's what we are. We're an amazing army. We are great. So talking about scriptures, and you might have already used yours now, Bonnie, but we'll go back this way. You know, what is a scripture that speaks to you around servanthood?
Yeah, it's Joshua 25:14. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And my house just isn't my own family. My house is huge. It's God's house. So we are building his house and we give our hands to freely build the house of God. So that's a scripture that I stand on because I intend to serve the Lord and I want to see him glorified through everything
that I do.
So it is that scripture.
That's awesome. What about you, Riley?
Well, I have a main one that I stand on is 1 Peter 4:10, and it's each of us should use whatever gifts we've been given to serve others, gracefully administering God's faithfulness in its various forms. Right. And I love that. And then there's another one in Romans 12. I think it's Romans 12:11, and it's don't be lazy, work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And I get slack sometimes and I remind myself of that.
Oh, I like it.
That's a good one to lean on.
No, and you are very enthusiastic. You are. You are a bit. Sam?
Mine's actually the same as Bonnie's. Yeah, Joshua 24, 14, 15. Yep. But the bit, that's all right, Bonnie, it's okay. but
stop
I think
scripture.
It's a different take on it where, you know, in verse 14, Joshua's like, fear the Lord, serve him with sincerity and truth. Mm, and then forsake the gods of your ancestors. Yeah. And then he says, if you feel it's unacceptable to serve God, you must choose who you serve. Is it the gods of your ancestors? Is it the gods of the land you're in today? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Wow, come on.
And I think, you know, it applies today where it's like, you know, no matter what your family history is, you don't serve that. We don't serve the world of today. Like, you know, social media money, it can all absorb us. But we make the decision to serve the Lord above everything, so.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. I love it. And actually, like Sam, like, you know, what does serving look like for you in the marketplace? Like, you know, in your Monday to Saturday?
Yeah, it looks quite different to what it could have. I think through the years of leading different teams in different situations, we've learnt what to do and what not to do a lot in a lot of business team culture sort of stuff. We have a lot of our team come in and say, this workplace is healing for us. I think that comes down to a lot of people care.
Yeah.
Like allowing people to, like listening to people, giving them space to vent, but then coaching them through seasons of life. And creating, just giving a positive culture. You know, at the end of the day, yes, there's a task to be done, but if the person's hurting, what's more important?
That's so good. I love that, Sam, because it's true. And I think when we serve in church, it actually does add to our, wherever we are, whether we work in a job, whether we have our own business, it wouldn't matter what we're doing out in the world. Once you get that servant-heartedness going, it's how you treat other people, how you treat your team, how you treat your staff. So that's incredible, because we've got to remember, we're not just here on a Sunday. We're out there Monday to Saturday, and we represent Jesus. And I did say it earlier, it doesn't matter what we do it for him. In Jesus' name. Actually, you know, Riley, I just want to ask, like, tell us about when you first came to church, like what, like when you first gave your heart to Jesus. Tell us how that happened.
Yeah, that moment for me was so life transforming. I walked through the gates of this church 5 years ago, an addict, very, very broken, very ashamed of who I was. And I didn't feel like that anything could clean that up in me. And I sat in the service and I raised my hand because I thought, this is it. This is the last shot. I haven't given God a go yet. And he cleaned me up. He cleaned me up. I kept showing up. Sometimes I didn't know why. And he was such a gentleman. And he peeled me back layer after layer. And he just did the work. And he did it through you people, the people that I came face to face with every Sunday, the hug at the front gate, the coffee that I bought. He chipped away and he showed me that he loved me. And anyone out there that doesn't think that God can do it, he's so much bigger than our circumstance. And there's nothing that you've done, nothing that you can do that can make him ashamed of you. He loves you so much. And he took the most broken parts of me. My inmost being was so broken. The little girl in me was so broken. And he brought her to life again. He's healed my soul. Yeah, he's healed my body. He's healed my mind. And he's done more than I could have ever thought a God could do. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Riley. Well, that is the end of our panel, but come on, I want you to give these guys a massive hand for sharing. Thank you for being vulnerable.